Joining us in studio is Warren Silberman. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
And Warren is with AOPA's Pilot Protection Services. Now, Warren has had a distinguished career with the FAA for many years, and but now is in private enterprise, in a sense, does some consulting. Why don't you describe some of the things you've been doing now?
Okay. I'm still living in Oklahoma City, and I'm a aviation medical examiner. I don't do too much of that. I work with one of our consultants, Dr. Jack Hastings, who was head of the Air Medical Council here at EAA for like 16 yeah. years or something.
Yeah.
I go up to his office and work out of his office doing some AME exams, trying to do more complicated cases because that's obviously my specialty. Mm-hmm. I'm also the medical director of the Harvey Watt Insurance Company, which is, Harvey Watt was a pilot.
Yes,
yeah, he used to fly around and sell insurance. He actually just passed away last year at the age of 93. They pretty much provide disability and some air medical stuff for a lot of the major carriers, and I do mostly review of their cases. It's done pretty much out of my house, and then mm-hmm. and one of my favorite things is, of course, working with a company that I worked with for all the time I was at the FAA, and that is AOPA, now helping them with their pilot protection services.
And what is that? I mean, are we talking about a suit of armor? Are we legal protection? Is it just in the medical area? Are you just focusing on that part, or is it we're talking about all kinds of legal services?
It's yes, it's a suit of armor. No, basically, it's a great little program. As everybody knows, God, I ever since I can remember, AOPA had a legal benefit that their members could purchase. Then a bunch of years ago, after Craig Fuller took over, they decided to do something that I had been telling the medical folks at AOPA for years, and that is to start getting a little bit more, even more involved in helping pilots with medical issues. So I work with Jonathan Sackier, who's a great fellow, British general surgeon who now lives here in the States, who writes the medical articles in AOPA. He does more of the health part of the stuff. There's another fellow, Bob Posner, who is an internist, prior Navy internal medicine doctor, who works in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area, does his specialty is weight loss, mm-hmm. and he's developed a program, so he's part of it, and then I'm part of it. So there are two benefits now. What they did is they combined the legal benefit with the medical benefit, and for $39, a person gets first of all, let's go back. Anybody yeah. that was previously in the legal, just had the legal benefit or just had the medical benefit, now has both.
Okay.
And they've simplified it. There's only two benefits. There's for $39, there's of course, you can always call anybody and get questions answered. But for the $39 benefit for the medical folks, they if they send their case, if they have a waiver or they've got something that they sent into the FAA certification division, they'll check up on it. Whereas for the $99 benefit, that's for a year, they will, if a person has a medical issue, the person can collect the information. Of course, the folks at AOPA will help them, tell them what they need to provide. Then they get that to the folks at AOPA, normally by mail, and then they review the data and make sure, one, that everything, all the data is there, and then if they see something that might be a showstopper, they'll let the airman know, and they'll give the airman an idea whether they might get certified or not. So mm-hmm. then they call the airman back and say, hey, Joe, everything here looks good. Go ahead and send the material into the FAA. They send the material into the FAA, and then they When I was at the FAA, I created several positions of what we call legal instrument examiners who can work a case. They contact them, and then they'll follow the case all the way through and give it a little nudge if they have to get the airman through the quagmire of the FAA.
No, I had to get it. I was sidelined for a little bit about 5-6 years ago, and I signed up for I used a service to kind of chase down my application with the FAA. Does AOPA Protection Service do that,
yes.
Or is it just kind of passive advocacy? Is there some direct contact with the FAA?
Good point. The $39, there is some direct contact. They'll contact the examiners and find out where the case is, and I imagine they'll give it a little nudge. Mm-hmm. The $99 actually will track the case and push to get it done, besides looking at the case.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, because I've dealt with all the advocacy groups,
yes.
$99 is pretty cheap for a year compared to maybe $1,500 to $2,000 with some of these guys.
And I think I have a letter with your signature on it.
Probably do. And it's a collector's item now. So
that's right. I think I'm going to frame it, because thanks for getting me back in the air.
You're welcome.
And that is one of those things where it's almost recommended, as much as you want to just do it yourself. You save so much time, and it doesn't always turn out right. There is a chance that you won't get that certification, but it's good to have someone who can navigate through that. I know from trying to navigate Canadian bureaucracy one time for an aviation issue with the company I was working with. It's tough to navigate through a bureaucracy, and you just need people who are focused on that all the time and have established those relationships.
You know, some pilots, you're right, absolutely. Some pilots, when I would review cases at certification, some pilots get it. You know, they'll go online and they'll do some research and they'll ask lots of questions. I mean, it's a time-consuming thing. Now, I think every pilot needs to do that anyway, but I can't tell you how many times I would look at a case and a guy was sending in stuff from his doc, and it was obviously he didn't get it because he wasn't passing on to the doc what the doc needed to say or provide. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, boy, this guy really could use an advocate. So,
right. And we can also briefly speak about the legal protection services too, because I mean that. If you look at if you have a pending enforcement action on your certificate, they're really, I mean, other than administrative law judge, it's tough rowing, and you need some people who can give you the best ideas of how to strategies to defend yourself.
Well. I've worked, it turns out that Kathy Yotis, who's John Yotis's daughter, used to work with me at the FAA. She was in the enforcement branch, and she is sharp as can be. And, of course, John Yotis is the granddaddy of aviation lawyers. I can tell you that I talked to one of the lawyers in the at AOPA the other day. The $99 program, you have no idea how much money you will save by getting it. I mean, it's like I think you get 20 hours of legal advice free, which is normally $180 an hour, and yeah. Then you get 50 hours after that, and there's 30 hours. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of legal advice for really not much money at all. So, yeah, it's great. It definitely is great.
Well, the website is pilot-protection-services.aopa.org, or just go to aopa.org. There's a drop down, or there's a link right on there. You can search Pilot Protection Services AOPA. It comes up real quick because I just did it here in the studio. And it's legal, it's medical assistance, both advice, assistance for, I would say, pennies, considering the kind of effort you have to go through if you hired your own consultants. Warren Silberman, thank you very much for joining us.